It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
The Windsor edition of the Drive Brew Ha Ha, today featuring Amy Levin from St. Florian's Brewing, which was founded by firefighters. Your husband's a firefighter.
He is.
Yeah.
He's my hero.
Good to see you again. And always a pleasure to see our great friend and Drive Hall of Famer, Natalie Chalurzo from Russian River Brewing. Hello, dear.
Hello. Thank you for having us on tonight.
Her Linda's here, too. So let's begin with St. Florian's. Give me the history, et cetera. As I said, it was founded by firefighters.
So my husband Aaron and I own St. Florian's, and St. Florian is a patron saint of firefighters. And so we founded the brewery about 7 years ago, and the whole premise is that we donate at least 5% of our profits to fire-related and community-based organizations.
That's right. I remember that. You've been in before.
Yes.
Tell everyone exactly where you're located.
So we are in Windsor, down in the Beverage District around the corner from Russian River. So we're
That's
neighbors.
Right. Yeah. Natalie.
Hi.
So... you have a lot of news crews apparently hanging out at your place in Windsor, and why wouldn't I mean it?
Why not?
You know, being a former news guy, that's where I'd go.
But we're open. We're open today from 4 to 8. Happy hour only. No food because we don't have any gas, but we are serving beer. So we're just doing an extended happy hour from 4 to 8. So maybe he stopped by for a beer. Not sure. But
today the first day you were back.
Yeah, because they lifted the evacuation late yesterday,
right,
and then we got in today to clean. So just there's a lot of smoke and ash all around the property, but our crew's been working really hard since early this morning to spruce up the joint. So hopefully the moment gas comes back, we will be able to get back in business. So, but it's been definitely a stressful week for those of us with homes and businesses I don't know, I'm just going to go with all of Sonoma County.
Yeah,
it's been a rough week.
Yeah, Talia Hart from the Healdsburg Chamber said the same thing just recently, that they're just waiting for the gas, and then they're hoping to get restaurants and the hotels up and running by Monday.
That would be great. We're just ready. So I do have a little announcement to make. I know we're short on time, so I did want to say that the first beer we're going to brew once the gas is turned on will be a new version of Sonoma Pride.
Yes.
We're not going to be licensing it or doing any of that this year. It's just going to be our Sonoma Pride. We're working with one of our graphic designers to make a very special commemorative firefighter label. And this year we were going to donate money to a local fire charity, which I will speak with Amy about the best place to funnel those funds.
These beers will be available only at the two.
Yeah, just at the two breweries. We'll bottle it, and we're going to just make a large donation to a local firefighter fund that Amy and Aaron choose, because they're obviously more connected with the firefighting community. But we obviously wouldn't have the town of Windsor or maybe Healdsburg or Geyserville if it wasn't for the firefighters and first responders this go-round with, you know, the fires, right?
Yeah. Amy, give us some more info on all that.
She's gonna cry. It's so cute.
Sorry.
He choked me up a little. Now he thinks.
Or we can all sing "Stairway to Heaven" if you like.
So the only thing I can say about that is I don't think I've ever been more proud of my fire family. This past week, there was just miracle after miracle, and.
Yeah, and it truly is a fire family.
It is a fire family. First responder. I shouldn't say fire family at this point. It was a first responder family.
Yeah, okay.
It goes to law enforcement. It goes to our government agencies, too. And I know Dominic is Mayor Foppoli, to be proper, is coming on later, too. And he stepped up in ways, too, that are really commendable. You know, going out and doing videos, and that was so comforting to us as a fire wife to go, hey, you know, we're hearing rumors, and it was nice to see him going in and saying, hey, it's all good, you know. Mm-hmm. Here I am as a mayor of our community. It's okay, you guys.
And James Gore did that, too.
Yeah.
Some good videos. And
Really,
they were so good.
Your mic's not on, so be careful.
Oh, it's not?
Usually, I say, your mic's on, so be careful.
You know, and it really, you know, most of the mayors throughout our community, and I'm not going to actually start, I'm speaking for Windsor, just, you know, so I did point out, you know, our mayor, but everybody in Sonoma County, government-wise, National Guard and law enforcement and CHP, I mean, sheriffs, and everybody just came together, and it was just, it was like this big force that came through, and this, it was just the thing that epic movies are.
Right, and even the attention that we got from our state legislators as well as Governor Newsom. I mean, that was remarkable how much time he spent here and how much attention that he gave to our issues. It was really very heartwarming, at least to me, and I appreciated it.
And Amy, I don't know if you mentioned, is St. Florian's currently open? Or
I just got back to town late this afternoon.
Okay.
I assessed our damage, and I'm working to clean it up, but I am single-handedly doing that because
because of the rest of your family.
Aaron
are first
is
responders.
Still on duty.
Yeah.
So he has been on since the first moment that the fire broke out. He ran in to the station, and he has not been released, and I do not know when he will be released.
We are happy to lend you some hands. I have about 210 times two, so 420 hands that would love to walk around the corner and help you. So just
let
me know.
That
I bet there's some beer geeks out there that would want to help you also.
For both of you, it was damage-wise, it was mostly ash?
Just we're just covered with ash, and inside just smells like smoke. I'm going to say there's no damage. We didn't lose any beer. I imagine you guys probably lost some beer because you were out of power and we're out of gas. So we lost food, but only from because it was fresh food that spoiled because it wasn't used in time. But we have that massive generator, which we turned on before we evacuated on Saturday morning in preparation for the power to go out.
So that was running.
That thing was running the whole time. The gas trucks they have an emergency pass to go everywhere during emergencies. And so that gas truck came in every day on its own and just filled our generator.
That's
and
awesome.
kept the beer rolling. And then Vinny was able to come in, I think, once and do a couple things in the brewery just to keep things moving. So we didn't lose any beer, thankfully.
And Forbes magazine, our friend Tara Nuren wrote a great article today on both of your breweries, on St. Florian's and Russian River Brewing Company, and talked to Bear Republic up in Healdsburg as they were affected as well. I know there's a lot more out there, too, but she... That was what she had time to do, and she. There's a great article in Forbes if you want to see.
Thank you.
It's positive. It's real.
Cool.
I know you guys were really busy, but I'm glad you guys got a chance to talk so people would know out in the world what was, you know, going on, because beer's important. And the firefighters, I heard you guys were slammed every day on 4th
Downtown
Street.
Downtown we were. Closed on Sunday because we had most of our employees were evacuating, as were we.
Yeah.
But on Monday, once we got kind of the crew together, what was great was because Windsor was closed, the Windsor employees came down and lent a hand at the downtown pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was really cool. I mean, we had our landscape manager was busing on Monday, and our managers from up in Windsor came down to help out, and it was really neat to see the camaraderie and just everybody coming together during a crisis to lend a hand and help out.
When might the new Sonoma Pride be available?
Well, as soon as PG&E turns our gas on, please turn everybody's gas on ASAP, we will brew, and then it's going to be a lager, which is good because the shelf life will be a little bit better than if we were to brew an IPA or something. So I'm going to go with probably 6 weeks-ish, 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quick.
Yeah. We're not going to barrel age it or do anything weird. We want to get it out in the market because we want to raise money and thank, really. I mean, this is really a thank you to the firefighters and all the first responders who were here for our community. There was a lot of really people came from all over to help us out again.
What is different to both you guys? So you had the Windsor, and then that Windsor hit. It's only been around a year now. Russian River, both of you guys were like huge for helping fire and the community and your employees and everyone else. What did you see differently that challenges and, I guess, small victories, big victories, successes, what, you know, was different this time, and how can we help you guys going forward?
That's a loaded question. I guess differently, there was a very different outcome from this fire than there was in 2017. And I think without having that 2017 experience, we might not have been as prepared for this. So I just want to commend, you know, all of the decision makers in government, in, you know, first responders, the sheriff, you know, everybody was just much more prepared this time, because of Paradise as well as 2017. So I feel like I'm just so grateful. You already mentioned it today that there weren't any lives lost. There was only, I guess, 3 injuries to firefighters, and I don't believe anybody's missing, which is, you know, a vast improvement.
No kidding. And last week well, really, this week, too, we talked to so many people from CAL FIRE and other first responders who have said the same thing, you know, how that we've learned a lot in 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what made this less horrific than it could have been.
Yeah, and we still have friends who did lose houses this past week, which is very sad. Yeah. And, you know, we will do what we can to help them get back on their feet, but it wasn't thousands. You know, so.
Yeah.
And what can our beer geek listeners and even just people who want to, you know, just want to help, what can they do for you guys?
Come back to Sonoma County. We're not on fire. Buy Sonoma County beer.
Yeah, I know. I've mentioned a few times, Gavin Newsom announced this week in Healdsburg that the state of California is going to throw money and their muscle behind the tourism promotion as soon as everything has calmed down and everything's back to normal. They're going to help, you know, letting everyone know that we're open for business and everything's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you can come to Windsor.
Yeah, go to Windsor.
Windsor's got it going on. There's a lot happening in Windsor these days.
I love Windsor.
It's a great town.
Yeah. It is.
Okay, Natalie Chalurzo, co-owner with her husband Vinny from Russian River Brewing, Amy Levin from St. Florian's, founded by the family of first responders. So they're cleaning up, and you still don't know when your husband, a first responder, is going to be able to get off wherever he is and get back.
My fingers are crossed.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that man.
Oh, I bet you are. Ladies, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Right.
Thank you.
Best of Vinny, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and when we'll definitely come back before the release of the new beer, and we'll talk more.
Yeah,
about
I'll bring
that.
It on. We can taste it next time.
And we can talk about
where Mark will be back by the
money's going and everything.
Yeah. Cool.
Amy, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Natalie, my dear, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Linda.